time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Did you know that August 4th, 1790 is the date the Coast Guard celebrates its birthday? 230 years old. In much of the U.S., the Coast Guard is often the forgotten fifth branch of the U.S. military. But here on the North Coast, many of these men and women are our neighbors, friends, and often rescuers when we need them most. In the year 2000, Eureka became the second city to receive the designation as an official Coast Guard city. Have you ever looked at the white Coast Guard flags that line 4th and 5th Streets? Inscribed on the flag, below the seal, is the motto, Semper Paratus, meaning always ready. When I think of Semper Paratus, it reminds me of the many nights I stood duty at the Coast Guard Air Station in McKinleyville. Whenever the SAR alarm, the search and rescue alarm, would go off, we would scramble to the hangar and get the helicopter and her crew off into the dark of the night. Those who helped with sending the crew out would wait in the hangar or the radio room for their return and then prepare the helo for the next time the alarm went off. Semper Paratus, always ready. An unofficial motto of the Coast Guard is, you have to go out, but you don't have to come back. While thousands of flights and crews and sailors have departed Humboldt Bay to rescue people, three of them went out to never return. On June 8, 1997, four Coast Guard helicopter crew members were lost in an effort to rescue mariners in distress approximately 60 miles west of Cape Mendocino. We remember Lieutenant Jeffrey Crane, Lieutenant Charles Thigpen, Petty Officer Richard Hughes, and Petty Officer James Crane. We remember. A helicopter crew was lost in early hours of July 12, 1994, near Shelter Cove while responding to a sailing vessel in distress. We remember Lieutenant Lawrence Williams, Lieutenant Mark Kotick, Chief Petty Officer Peter Lehman, Petty Officer First Class Michael Gill. We remember. On December 2, 1964, a major flood brought a Coast Guard helicopter crew from San Francisco to spend most of the day helping evacuate stranded residents in the Eel River bottoms, bringing them from rooftops to a staging area. The last flight of the day was to end at the airport in McKinleyville, but they went out and never returned. We remember Lieutenant Commander Donald Prince, Lieutenant Alan Altry, Petty Officer James Nininger, civilians Marie Bonson, Betty Kempf, Melanie Kempf, and Arnold Bud Hansen. We remember. Please honor our local Coast Guard members, not just this month, but every month. And when you see an orange helicopter fly overhead, or you see one of the white ships head out through the jetty, please say a prayer of protection for these men and women. To our veterans out there, thank you for your service. I bid you all fair winds and following seas. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.